following is a digital media production.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Dante Nero. He drops a ton of truth bombs. We got a guy who lied to his girlfriend's parents, why you should never use the word slut, and how to get a good blowjob from a girl. Check it out, enjoy, share it with friends. Also, every Thursday night at 10:30, I host a show at Stand Up New York. Come up to the club, have some fun, have some drinks, come on out. 10:30 Thursday nights. Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I want to say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and telling your friends and getting involved. It means so much to me. You guys, it really sizzles my sausage every time you send an email in or you send a Snapchat in of you listening to the podcast. And I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snapchat. It really gets to me when you guys send me a snap of you listening and laughing along with what we're doing here. Keep telling your friends, keep spreading the word. I'm really excited about today's guest, a repeat. You guys ask for him all the time. I'm pumped to have him back. Dante Nero, thank you for coming on.
I love being here, bro. I love this show. I love the fans. I'm ready to get it pimping.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you guys. Good, should all go follow and support Dante at Dante Nero on Twitter, at Dante Nero Comedian on Instagram. He also has a podcast of his own that I've been a guest on. Such a fun time, yeah, called the Beige Philip Podcast. Explain it if they don't listen. Because right now, maybe they're new to the podcast game. They want to add something to their catalog.
Okay, so the podcast is a relationship podcast from a masculine point of view. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I also do one-on-one consultations. Yep. Over the phone, like if you have a problem with your bitch and you need me to straighten her out, I do that.
I'd love to see that commercial. If you got a problem with your bitch, call
holla,
me.
Holla at me.
Holla at 555 bitch. Find me a
1-800 smack.
So people, you know, I like yours is a lot like, you know, we have similar type of, it's a similar, not the same show, but like I think that they go together a little
bit. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Because, I mean, being young is all about relationships. Mm. It's all, I mean, everything we do is motivated by, especially as men, we're motivated by women and, you know, I mean, we go to college to get a job so we can get a chick, so we can have sex, so we can store our penis in her.
Listen, there's nothing more motivating than a pair of tits.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, I want those boobs. I'm gonna go to work every day and make as much money as possible so that she'll see me as a, you know, as a strong man.
Now, I was a male stripper for like 11 years.
Okay,
I was.
You play it down, but I've heard you were like a famous male stripper.
Yeah, I was the top dude on the East Coast for like 7 years.
What's that game like? So Mad Mike is like,
Let me say this. I was feeling nostalgic, and I went to see Mad Mike by myself, the second one.
Okay.
Which was a little creepy.
It was a little creepy.
It was late in the game too, so it had been out for
a
while.
Just three people in the theater.
Yeah, it was like, what is this big gay dude doing? But it was just really reminiscent of what we did. It was very authentic, and he was specifically very authentic. Like
Channing.
Oh, he definitely did. Well, I knew
he did his research.
He did it. He actually did dance.
Oh, really?
In Florida, in Miami. And when I saw him dance, I was like, yeah, that motherfucker knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, because there was always big guys who had huge muscles and big guys, and then there were little guys who had decent bodies, but they could dance.
Yeah.
But to coalesce the sexuality with the dancing and the body at the same time,
it takes talent.
It was always a difficult thing to do, and that's kind of why I was the top dude on the East Coast. And
because you would put sex together with the moves.
It was authentic. It was authentically sexual.
That's hilariously
and
awesome.
And he was, when I'm watching him, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he's
like,
doing.
When I saw him, I like
you sitting there like, you know, like
critiquing him.
Critiquing, being like, oh, okay, okay.
When I saw him, I was like, man, I would hate to follow that dude. Like,
oh, really?
Know, like, yeah, he was a beast.
That's a thing in the stripping game where you're like,
yeah,
oh, I got to follow
like
that.
Comedy. It's just like comedy. It's just like... I remember one time following a guy who this guy called Pistol Pack and Pete.
Okay.
16 inch dicks. What a guy.
Really?
So I was out in Jersey and
16 inches is ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And he is Pistol Packing.
He had on these satin kind of pajama pants, right?
Oh, so it looked like an elephant under a curtain.
No, here's the thing. Okay. Because at that time you would call beef up. Like you would beat off.
Chub it.
And then you would take a 2 inch ace bandage. Tie it behind the balls. Now everybody uses cock rings. I get that, but ace band. If you think about it, an ace band that you can put around your knee and run track with it.
Yeah.
So what's better?
Yeah,
than an ace band?
The support and the give
and it moves.
Yeah, it moves
and it stays
with your body.
And it
yeah, of course.
Links together.
So they have to try this.
So they would beat off. And then tie the ace bandage behind the balls. That was the top.
That's what sustained it.
Yeah, that was the. And this dude literally had his pants up, like. And it was another 6 inches of dick above the waistband that he was just. I was like, "Who's?
Oh my god!"
I go, "Who's Pistol Pack and Pete?" I go after him. He was like, "Oh, it's me!" And I'm like, "It's 6 inches of dick above his
waistband.
Above his waist. Yes.
It looks like he's playing with another person's penis.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, but Dante, I'm pumped to have you on. We're gonna give some good advice. I'm pumped about this.
Let's do it,
guys. You can go find Dante on Twitter and Instagram @DanteNiro comedian on Instagram. Also, the Biz Philip podcast.
And I'm doing Snapchat now.
And you're doing Snapchat. Go follow
Dante Nero on Snapchat.
We have a big Snapchat following. I'm JTrain56. Go follow Dante on Snapchat.
I'm not good at it. But
I think
I'm
you're gonna. I think it's a good venue for you to like, because you do like tips.
Yeah.
Like you'll
yeah.
do like one-off tips for yes. like dating and relationships. I think everyone should go. That's going to be a good
yeah.
follow.
Yeah.
Also, you can go to my website jtraincomedy.com. I'm going to be coming around March 19th. I'm in Buffalo. I'm doing two shows at Rob's Comedy Playhouse, and then March 30th, I'm at Harvey's Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. If you're in either of those towns, you know, and you, I want you to come out to the shows. I want you to bring a big group of friends and let's have fun. We'll have some drinks. We'll party. You'll laugh. And then I'm going to be at Oregon State April 1st. So jtraincomedy.com. Go check out all those dates on my website. Let's fucking do it, Dante. Are you ready?
I'm ready, brother.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Defining slut.
Okay.
This is from a female listener. Hey, J-Train, love the podcast. Finally subscribed and always catch myself starting advice to my girlfriends with that guy from the podcast I love said... that's cool. Real quick question. I'm a senior in college and been around the block, and my friends and I were just talking about if we've been considered slutty. So just wondering, what do guys consider slutty? Like, what kind of things makes a guy view a girl as a slut? What is undeniably slutty? Don't know if that makes a lot of sense. Hope you can answer. Dante, what do you think?
Now, I'm a little older than you.
Yeah.
So here's
perspective.
Perspective-wise, I will not talk to a girl unless she's sucked at least 11 dicks.
You have a 11 dick.
11 dick minimum.
Yeah,
it's a minimum.
You want her out of the minor league dick game.
Right, right. So here's
I want a professional blower.
I don't want a chick who sucks dick. I want a dick sucker.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
I don't want you to do it for me. No. I want you to do it for you.
I want you to do it because you want to feel good doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think it's the problem. I hate the word slut.
Right.
I when I hear a guy say it, it makes me fucking shiver because I'm like, what? It's just a horrible word. It's such a double standard because, sure. You know, this is the old cliche. Guy hooks up with a lot of girls, gets high fives. Girl hooks up with a lot of guys, she's a slut. That's a hard... We're doing a disservice
yes.
to ourselves by
right.
calling
oh,
a girl
absolutely.
A slut.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah, if we say, oh, that chick's a slut, now another girl hears that and she's like, well, I'm not getting good at blowjobs.
Right.
No! Keep practicing. It's perfect.
We love sluts.
Yeah.
I mean, we love...
Every guy... And that's the problem. Guys got to readjust what they're looking for. We always... Every guy wants a virgin that's good with their tongue. That doesn't exist.
Doesn't happen.
Fucking exist.
If a girl gives you a good blowjob, it's because she's given blowjobs. Because
Randy, you know, worked with her. And, you
somebody
know,
worked with
somebody
her.
Somebody
practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Dude. But it's the same thing with a guy. When you got with a girl, I don't know if they use that term. Fuck boy.
That's the new one.
But if a guy's a fuck boy, he's a fuck boy because he knows how to fuck he's a fuck boy.
Exactly. And I just don't like this whole derogatory. I think the word slut comes from a guy being self-conscious.
Sure.
And being like, well,
I can't keep up with her.
I can't keep up with her.
Absolutely.
And I think when a girl, I don't know if you'll agree with this, but when a girl I think when a girl uses a guy, that's more enraging to me than a girl hooking up with a lot of guys.
Sure, sure.
Because you see that sometimes where it's like my buddy he was telling me that this girl, he met a girl at a bar,
mm-hmm.
and she was engaged, and she's here from L.A. He was like, she's engaged, she's here from L.A., but she was she wanted to hook up.
Right.
And she kept telling me we're not going to get married.
Right, right.
And I go, dude, you should meet up with her late night, was my advice to him. Because mm-hmm. I was like, don't waste your fucking time.
Right, right.
She's here from L.A.
She's trying to get it.
I already sense that I hate this girl.
Right.
Because it seems like she's flirting with you to get, you know, drinks and attention while her husband's on the West Coast.
Right, right.
Like,
right,
or
right,
fiance.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that to me isn't slutty. That's just annoying.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think one of the things that I always say is a woman gives you shit to make sure you are the shit.
Mm.
So that's in a relationship and out. So in essence, there are these shit tests that women give you to make sure that you're authentic.
Give me an example.
Okay, so I believe that a woman finds, I've actually been doing a lot of research, and if there's any, like Darwin psychologists or Darwin sociologists that went to school for that and can't find a job doing it.
Yeah. to this podcast.
I've been reading these extensive theories on that, and one of the things that I find is that a woman finds a man attractive based on the fact that he can keep her safe at the time when she's most vulnerable.
Okay.
And when is she most vulnerable? It's when she's with child. Now, whether or not she's having a child or she plans to have a child, doesn't matter. That is the criteria from which she finds him attractive.
I gotcha.
So it may be physical. It may be the fact that he's confident. It may be the fact that he's alpha. He's confident. All those things. But all of those kind of are built into the DNA in which how she finds this guy attractive.
Well, it's interesting because I just turned... So two podcast episodes ago, if you're listening and you keep up, that we had a guy email in that he turned his read receipts on. So if I'm texting with you, when I've read your text,
I know
it says read.
Right.
So he encouraged the listeners to turn theirs on as well because he considers it a power move.
Right.
I have turned it on. The world is amazing with read receipts on. Yeah, I'm going to say to everyone out there, go turn them on because girls, I had a girl, I put it on Instagram the other day, and she was texting me over and over and over again because she kept saying I read it and not answering.
Right, right.
And she's just like, and by the fifth one, she's like, okay, bye. Like, so fucking annoying.
And then you go, what? What's wrong? I'm busy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I just kind of got all crazy.
I had a girl, I was leaving here. We set up a date. I texted her. We were going to set up a date. And I was like, I can't do anything until Saturday at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So no girl wants to go out at Saturday at 11.
Right,
I'm trying to fuck.
Right.
Okay. And so she wrote back, that might be a little late for me. How about Sunday? I was in this room. I was with Mansamp. You know, we're talking.
You could say Chris.
Okay, Chris. I'm talking to him. I see that text from her. I'm like, well, she's not going for the late night. And then I look at it. I start talking to Chris for like 10 minutes. We're having a 10-minute conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I look back down, forgetting that I had just looked at the text. She writes back, actually, that'll work.
Just the waiting.
She saw that I read it. And then it's a lot like you're saying, like the shit test. I'm not saying that I'm like trying to play a game here, but like she's giving me shit I don't want to do that. I want to do Sunday. And I'm like, I'm not going to take that.
Yeah. But it is game. That's the thing. I mean, the game is being played. You can either learn to play it or lose.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. So, and the fact that you are not needy.
Yeah.
Because you're needy. Your neediness is what makes you unattractive.
Yes.
And so, especially when a girl is really attractive, we have a tendency to respond right away. Mm. Where if it's a girl we're not really interested, we have to remove that. We need to take our time and put ourselves first as guys. So that we are showing what our value is.
Yeah. And maybe that girl's not going to come to you because maybe she's just out. But there's another one that's going to see that.
Sure.
And that is like wearing a nice cologne. You're wearing the
Dune
cologne.
And the reality is that you're not, even if you do like her and you're sincere, you want to have her have that kind of feeling of like, what's going on next? What's it's
on edge?
That's the thing that creates the attraction.
Yeah. So. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Dante Nero. We got a little away from that email. I just think it doesn't matter. I think not admitting to that. I think the minute a girl is like, I guess I'm a slut. No, you're never a slut.
Right.
If you acted as you wanted to act, I think that's a great thing.
If you, and that goes the same thing for women, if you understand what your value is, and this is what you choose to do socially, then why is that a problem? And who is anybody else to judge? I mean, one of the things that I say, when anybody judges me, I always look, instead of defending my position, I look at who you are first.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, where did you come from?
And why would I give a fuck about what you think about me when you've achieved nothing in your own
These girls are worried about the guy who wears sweatpants every day, calling them a slut.
Exactly.
Come on. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Dante Nero at Dante Nero, Beige Villa Podcast. Go check it out. Revenge of Girlfriend's Cousin.
Okay.
Hooked up with a chick that I've been talking to for a few weeks, now a serious 897. The other day at a bar, I ran into a kind of a de facto girlfriend from the past that I was hooking up with for a few months around 3 years ago that I'm not on good terms with at all. So he hooked up with an 897, face, body, personality.
Yeah.
And then he sees a girl from 3 years ago that he's not on good terms with.
Okay.
The old girl is actually the new girl's first cousin.
Okay.
And then he writes in parentheses, I knew that, but played dumb to the fact, who wouldn't? Yeah, I agree with that. And they are very close. So after spotting them, having a conversation that night, and each of them exchanging a few looks my way, I know a storm was brewing. The next day, I received a call from the new girl, completely cutting it off, complaining about how I should have told her, and saying she can't continue because I hooked up with her cousin. Is there any way to salvage this, or is she in the right on this one? P.S. Love the podcast. Keep it up. And also a new listener to the Mandatory Samson podcast.
Much appreciated.
Good stuff
as
well. What do you think, Dante?
You just go, yeah, okay, that's fine.
That's
what you do. You listen. If you want to say, I wouldn't say anything, but saying nothing is to say that, listen, whatever I have with you should be worth it enough for you to continue this. If you're going to let your cousin decide what dictate the tempo of what we had based on what I had with her, then fuck you.
Yeah,
and so that
elevates you.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So just,
yeah.
Cool, no problem. Stinks that it has to work out that way. Just say that.
Yeah.
And move on. And then move on.
She'll call you back.
And then she'll call you back. And then even if you do like a, even if you wait, just wait on it. And she doesn't call back a month later, just like, bring up something that you guys had in common, like bring up something that you guys would have as like an inside joke or you've had a conversation about. I'd be like,
sure.
Hey, just saw that commercial for that movie we saw.
Right.
And then see what happens. She'll come back. Because you're a good guy.
It's unreasonable, but you have to keep in mind that, and that's one of the things about my podcast is I'm always encouraging guys to be credible dudes.
Okay.
So you got to be a good dude everything that I'm basing it on is that you have value.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to act like a guy who has value in order to have value. If you're a dirtbag, if you're not a man of your word, if you're not a credible dude, if you're not a genuinely good dude that means, you know, people goodness and lives in abundance, then you're a dirtbag.
Well, then you're going to come back at her and be like, well, I'm sorry, and beg for forgiveness. Exactly. You're going to think you can't do it just as well somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And that is the thing that, you know, That's what I love about Dante. You preach this, and you're right. You know, you can wear this confidence, and people see that. It doesn't have to be yelled from the rooftops that you're some sort of guy that fucks a lot of chicks.
In fact, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Yeah.
They'll know it. They can. I mean, women have the uncanny ability to the intuitive ability that we don't have. Like you, like when you can have a woman that has a baby at 15, and she knows the difference between the hungry cry, the stomach hurts cry. I don't even know the
difference of my own cries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's what you'll get:
I'm shitting when I'm hungry.
The guy will be babysitting the baby. The baby will have a broken arm, and he'll just keep feeding him.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know why he comes. I keep feeding him. He's got a broken arm.
And she's like, "You got a broken arm, you dummy." So JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Dante Nero here. We're gonna run through these emails. I love that we got a good. It's always great when we hang out. 2,000 miles apart.
Okay.
Dear J Transport, they use to Auschwitz. Okay, that was a lot.
Yeah.
that was a stretch and a half to get to a
Auschwitz
joke. Not gonna feather your nuts like some fags gonna get straight to dying matter. Not actually, but critical. I'm a self-proclaimed frat star at a school in the Midwest with a subpar Greek life. What a description. He is. I like that he's a frat star.
He's a star.
At a subpar. Yeah.
Name is Boner.
Been in a relationship for 4 years now, and I'm on an exchange. Not a huge time change, and my girlfriend is back home. She has been hanging out with new people and distancing herself from me. We barely talk anymore. When we do, we just end up fighting. What do you suggest I do? There's been multiple times where I've received 5 texts from her in a 30-hour span. I get she's in school and has a life, but this fucking sucks more dick than Ricky Martin in a dance club. Seeking out your wise thoughts. Thanks, man. Keep up the good work. Shout out to Mansan for keeping a gay-sounding nickname like a boss.
No, I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah, I always think it's Man Sap. Can't think of him seriously. You don't need to read this on air, but maybe a column or something would help. I'll just write up I'll whip you up a column. What do you think, Dante?
End it. You gotta end it. Because she's moving further away from you. The fact that you're pursuing her shows less value. If you show less value, it makes her even more confident that you're there so she can explore different things. I say this to guys, even when you're in a relationship, you don't have to. I'm not advocating cheating, but you got to keep your tools sharp. So you should still be social. You should still flirt. You should still
get those reps.
Just get the reps in so that you know what you're doing. So that if you have to, like my human resource department never closes. I'm always taking applications. I may not call you back.
Yeah.
But I want your application on file, because what happens if my executive secretary quits?
Yeah.
And now I don't know where things are.
And now you got all this cum. You don't know where to put it. What do I do with this
cum?
Where
do I file this?
It's Monday, and there's got to be a cum drop off, and my executive assistant isn't here.
It's gone. Done.
I agree with you. I think you should end it. We have a thing that we've dubbed the pussy net. On this podcast. Okay. So it's like you have a girl that you're hooking up with, but you can call her late night if nothing works out at the bars.
Sure.
And that can go both ways. There's going to be a dick net too. But
you should always have fucking options.
There's some options. I also think what girls will do is they will have an emotional pussy net.
Right.
And that's kind of what he is.
Right.
She is out at school. She's out there keeping her tools sharp.
Yeah.
She's interacting with new people, having a good time. And she knows she has this, and I'm putting in quotes, boyfriend back home.
Right.
You know, you ever know that girl? Like, I remember in college, just that girl that always had a boyfriend away.
Yeah, sure.
Always had a boyfriend, but she would always out flirting. And you're like, why are you having this boyfriend? It's because
it's a safety net.
She wants to feel that at least somebody's out there keeping her emotions as her emotional support system. Someone she can yell at. But I'm saying what she's doing with him right now is saying, I'm going to hold on tight because and I don't think women should do this, but you see this a lot of times. Women will compare themselves based on their relationships. So, like, if a group of girls sit down, the girl who's getting married is HBIC, head bitch in charge.
Yeah.
You know, she's elevated from the rest of the group because she found a guy that will put the ring on it. So now this happens a lot. She's using him, you know, socially. I'm boyfriend girl. I'm someone guys want and want to lock up.
Sure,
so that elevates her status. Right now, all he is a status. He's right. not even getting the benefits of being a boyfriend.
Right, right. He's not getting pussy, nothing. He's not fucking nothing.
Also, what he's doing to himself, he's 2,000 miles away. He's not experiencing life.
Trying to hold on to this.
Hold on to this. He's holding himself back from looking at a new town with new people, new friends, new women. He's even saying she's got a whole new group of friends.
Right. And he has no idea.
And he has no friends.
And he's standing still with this, hoping for this, for the best. And that's not good.
It's not going to help him.
Women find men attractive who other women find attractive.
Yes.
So if you have other women are talking about you and go, oh, J Train's the shit. It's always they're going, well, why? I used to walk into the club. I don't know if you remember Jess Wood.
Yeah, I know Jess. So she's been on this podcast.
Yeah. So Jess comes and she goes, you know, I always see you with a different girl, but they're always happy.
Yeah.
They're just always floating on there. I go, that's right. I'm putting it in her. So keeps them floating.
they're all
keeping them floating.
They got that Dante keep the floating dice rolling, them. Man. Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and tune in.
We're here with Dante Nero. Go follow him, support him at Dante Nero on Twitter, at Dante Nero Comedian on Instagram. He's also got a podcast, the Beige Phillip Podcast. Go check it out. It's great. You'd love it. What's my move? Hey, J Train. Love the podcast, the advice you give, so I figured I'd reach out to see your thoughts on my situation. This is a female listener. Background. I'm a sorority girl at a large university in Wisconsin. I've become very accustomed to the dudes in the party scene and them wanting to hit it and quit it. Not saying it's a bad thing, but that phase of life is over. Anyhow, my best friend set me up with this guy, and I'm just in an odd spot now. We've been talking for over a month, and things have been going great. Recently, we've had that talk, she puts in quotes, about what we want, and we've established we're into one another. Based on both of our histories, we've agreed to take it slow. Basically, at first, we said a solid amount of intimacy, but we didn't have sex. It's different for me, but I was definitely willing to roll with it. However, now he's saying he wants to be friends to form a solid friendship, see where things go. And now there's no physical touch whatsoever, and it's frustrating. I know the reason he wants things slow is because of how past relationships have moved too fast, and he's been really fucked over. I get that. I respect that. I'm trying to be patient. However, it's killing the chemistry we had going. It also doesn't help that we have opposite schedules, so we can only get time together like once a week. I'm at odds because I'm really into this dude and we have a lot of fun when we're together. However, I just think this whole backtracking thing is so stupid. If I needed more guy friends, I'd go talk to the ones I already have. So what is my move? Sorry for the long-winded message. Really appreciate your input. No, this is a good email. What do you think?
Yeah. Here's what's happening. This is, again, a situation where you're contorting your life for somebody that you don't even know if you have a future with.
Yeah.
So, and you can't do that. If she's uncomfortable, if she's on the same page with him, that's fine. Mm. But she's not. And so she's holding on to, you know what? Let me rewind. There's something that I say anytime I do, you know, when I do the one-on-one consultations, the phone consultations at savemedante@gmail.com.
Okay. So if you savemedante@gmail.com,
you hit me on that and I tell you what the price is and I
you'll
actually
work it
go
out.
An hour.
Okay. With them.
So here's what I find. More often than not, people are attached to the routine. You get attached to the routine. And then I go, well, do you love this guy? And they go, yeah. Even women. And I go, what do you love about him? Well, I mean, you know, in the beginning, he was really generous and this and that. And then he had this. And then so sometimes he's selfish with the. And then they list this whole list of stuff. And none of it is a pro. It's all done.
It's all
and
negative.
I go, so I'm curious, why do you love him?
Yeah. Girls do this a lot.
Yeah. It's a whole list of horrible shit that this guy has done.
Well, sometimes they only want the relationship and not the actual what's going on inside.
It has nothing to do with the guy. It's the perception of what they think the relationship
could be. This is back to what I was saying before. Girls, a lot of times, will evaluate themselves based on their romantic relationships.
Sure.
Guys look at themselves, they're like, I got a job, right. I'm making money, I'm hooking up with hot chicks.
That's also because our manhood is directly connected to our ability to provide.
Yes.
Where a woman's ability to provide is not that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, they don't, for centuries on end, that has not been the case.
And it's still not. I mean, no guy, I mean, look, if you get a cute girl in the White Castle window, you're going to hit on her, right?
Yeah, if it's a cute guy in the White Castle, he's not getting as much.
And she's driving by in a BMW X6, she's going to go, why are you talking
that
to me?
That only happens in pornos.
Exactly.
And I totally agree with what you're saying. You need to take the list of things that you want in a guy, and that's called taste.
Right.
And if he doesn't match up with those things...
Bounce.
Gotta go. And also what she's doing, and a lot of girls will do this, they'll make excuses before we even make the excuses for ourselves.
Sure.
She wrote in this email, he's really busy. You know,
exactly.
He had a bad relationship before. Fuck that. This is your life.
I did a consultation last night. It was a woman who was married.
Okay.
Husband left her, got a new girl. And she goes, you know, he's really selfish and sometimes he's not really connected with me. But he had a frontal lobe trauma, right? She goes, he had a
now she's a doctor,
right? Well, and so I know that affects some of his impulsiveness and this. And I go, did he have? So were you with him when he had this? No, he had the accident. I go, you don't even know if he had a frontal lobe,
yeah.
And so you're making these amazing claims, making excuses for his inadequacies when you shouldn't. There's nothing wrong with you being with somebody who you want to be with,
yeah.
And if this guy is not it, you got to find somebody who is.
And here's another perspective. What happened in the timeline of what she gave us, okay? She said that things were going well. They had a talk. Then he says he wants to be more friends first before they can go forward. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And what he has done, what he's trying to do is to readjust. He's trying, and I've done this before.
Yeah.
What he's doing, he's like, oh, we're hooking up. Things were good. There were no consequences. I could hook up with other girls. Now we have this talk. He's like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
He doesn't want to be guilty if he does some dirt on the
side. So now he's like bringing it back to friendship so that they will hook up again.
Right.
But that's once he's gone backwards to go forward. He's taking the two steps back.
Right.
So he's not a dickhead once they get back to casual hooking up.
Exactly.
It'll never be the relationship that she's looking for, which she even said in her email, I'm done with that phase.
Right.
He is not done with that phase.
Right.
You need to find someone that is ready to be on that same page with you.
The other thing is I think that you cannot, I look at my life in this way. It's me creating these little Polaroids of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm dating a girl, I take her out. I'm in that moment.
Mm.
This is about making this moment great.
Yeah.
And if I accomplish that, she takes that little Polaroid of the time that we went to this restaurant and did these things and puts it on her album. And the next time I meet up with her, I create another moment.
Yeah.
And so my job is to just create, is to fill this album of these little moments in her life that build a relationship. And really the relationship should be that. It should be a conglomeration of these moments.
This is kind of a back to the email too. She's looking for, she says she wants a relationship.
Sure.
So, and if any girl is out there looking for a relationship, I'd not do that talk. That talk to me.
Stop having that talk.
It's not sexy. You're pulling the curtain back and you're showing all the wheels moving in the back. No one wants to see the wheels. You want the show.
Right.
If you're getting the Polaroid album, every time you get a Polaroid album, that's you spending time with him that he can't spend with someone else.
Right.
So time spent in person, you keep doing that. There's only so many hours in the week.
Right.
You know?
I do that joke where I say, we don't fall in love with you. You wear us down into love.
Yeah.
You're there every day. And then you become our couch.
Yes.
And then we can't do without you. And then one day...
You need a friend to move them out.
You're sleeping. We look at you and we go, wow, if this bitch got hit by a truck, I would be really upset. holy shit, I'm in love. I didn't even know I was in love. And so
it's true love right there.
That's
true
the love. Yeah. It's like, because that's how we think of it. It's a gradual process. Whereas with a guy, he puts all of his best up front. Mm. So you can go, I want this. Yeah, I'm into this. Now, I say this thing on my show all the time. B-A-B-B. Be a better bitch.
Okay.
Here's what's interesting. Women will
B-A-B-B.
Be a better bitch. So here's the situation. Women will be in a relationship, and because they're in a relationship for a certain amount of time, they will think, well, I've been with you for this long, and when are we going to get the ring? And blah, 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 like this. Here's the thing. If you're selling what he wants to buy,
yeah,
he'll get you the ring.
He'll be there. Yeah.
So now here's the extreme situation. It doesn't have to be this, but it's the extreme situation. I'm dating a girl, and we're dating casually, and then she goes, hey, you know what? I feel like your dick doesn't have enough variety, so I'm bringing friends in for us to have sex. Yeah. I'm going to go, oh, my God, I need to marry this woman right away because she understands what I want.
Yeah.
So we're giving you what you want in order to have sex with you.
Yeah.
But once we have sex with you, the contract is over.
Yeah.
Now, if you want love and intimacy and monogamy, you have to strike up another contract. So I'm going to be like, well, what do you got?
What do you got? What else can I buy here?
Right. And if your only thing that you have to buy is you bitching at me, telling me that your time can't be wasted, that's not something I want
to
buy.
So I'm on Bumble. It's a dating app where the girl has to talk to the guy first. Yeah. It's Sadie Hawkins Tinder. So a lot of times, this annoys me. I wanted to write something about this. It annoys me. There's a lot of times where girls, their bio, they have one chance. This is the thing. This is exactly what you're saying. You're swiping based on the looks.
Right.
Just like you would in a bar. Let's get over it. I've been swiping before Tinder existed. Walking in the bars being like, no, bitch. Yeah, bitch. You know, my fucking whole life. Right. And now we're just putting it on a phone and an app. We're being a little more honest.
Right.
But you have one chance to sell me above and beyond with your bio.
Right.
You have one chance to tell me how much, you know, whether you're funny or you get it or you're cool or what, a little bit about you. And some girls will take that opportunity and write, not here for hookups. Are you kidding me?
Well,
is there anything less sexy than a girl saying,
what about the one that says,
not even going out yet and going, I'm not here for hookups?
Is your bio love sucking dick?
Yeah.
Everybody's, I want to meet
her. I tweeted that the other day. I was like, I think the girl who has here to bone and see what happens as her bio is getting a boyfriend before.
Absolutely.
Not here for hookups.
Absolutely.
That's like me writing my bio, not here to watch Sunday night with TV on the couch with you. You would never go out with me.
That's right.
You don't want to see any more about that shit.
Right. Not really here to communicate.
Yeah, not here. Yeah. Not here to listen to your bullshit stories. With no ending.
And no punchline.
Yeah, don't
you, you stink.
You stink. Let's be honest with ourselves. And like, just that moment, it bothers me so much. Sure. And it's also what you're saying. Upsell me.
Right.
Oh, you're hot and you have a funny line in there. I want more. Hot and you're willing to bone and see what happens?
Right, because it is true that we want sex.
Yeah.
But if you got more to sell, I want to buy more. I'll take the leather seats.
I'll take the number 5.
Give me the ribs.
Upsize the fries.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got one more. We can do one or the other. Lie to girlfriend's parents or blowjob problem?
Let's go lie to.
Okay.
Let's do them both and do them quick.
We'll do them quick. Okay, cool. Okay, we got time. Let's see if I can. I'll try to keep this short. Dated a girl for 2 years, completely lied to her about going to college when I had dropped out. Oh, my God. I lied to her parents' face, also with her dad believing I was going to the same college he did under the same degree. Wow. When I told her I had lied,
a fucking ballsy move. You got to know a lot about that.
Yeah.
You did research on this lie.
Oh, my God. The same degree? Dude, do a different degree.
You right. What if he starts quizzing you?
Yeah, what do you think of biochemistry?
It's bio and chemistry.
When I told her I had lied, she immediately broke up with me. Well, a year later, she wants to see my dick nuggets again, and we meet up. I now have a steady job in my own apartment. Well, we get along great immediately and are back together after 2 months. Sooner or later, I will have to face her parents who know how I lied to them. I was thinking of going the route and telling them, hey guys, it was never my intention to be a bad guy. It just happened. The more I think of that, it's stupid. What should I do here, bro? By the way, the parents are pretty straight edge. When I used to go over, I couldn't go to her room. We had to stay in the living room with her, if that gives you any insight to them. Of course, I would hardly go over there since I would just lie to their faces and had to wait until they went to bed to get laid. This guy sounds great. So they never liked me that much, although I was always respectful other than lying to their faces. Love the podcast. Thanks. This is an insane.
Credibility respects credibility. So okay. He wasn't credible in the beginning. For him to go and say, listen, Mr. So-and-so, here's what happened. I was young, and this is what the situation is. This is what I'm doing. This is what I want to do. I really care about your daughter, and I apologize for everything. Blah, 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 blah.
Call it out right away.
Call her out day one. The bottom line is she's going to care about you anyway. She doesn't give a fuck about what they think. She likes you.
Shake his hand, say it right into his eyes, deep into his eyes, and then make out with him. No, but look into his eyes and just be like, hey, I fucked up. And not in that word, but like, hey, I made a mistake. Just like you're saying, I made a mistake. You know, it's something I regret.
Sure.
And say you regret it. Right. I made a huge mistake and I regret it. No one wants to hear, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Right.
No. I'm sorry I screwed up.
Yeah.
And you admit to it.
And I shouldn't have.
And I shouldn't have done it. And you know what? I was embarrassed. And show a little humility.
Right.
I was embarrassed. No one wants to be a college dropout. But also, right now, I'm working and I have an apartment. And I'm looking to do bigger and better things.
And I really respect and love your daughter. And I'm
call it
just
out right
for
away.
Me to come here enough was difficult for me.
Credibility respects credibility. Always, I like that. You're right.
And I'll tell you something real quick. Something that I always put this out there. If you ask anybody if they're perfect, everybody goes, no, of course I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But what does that mean when you're not perfect? It means that you will make mistakes. And nobody's perfect. So we all make mistakes. So when, as human beings, we will always have to give forgiveness and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
That's part of being imperfect. So in the context of that alone, we also can't hold ourselves under the guideline of perfection when we know we're not perfect.
Exactly.
So you got to forgive yourself. And you gotta understand that to understand that what it means to be human, and when you're sincere and credible, but just making mistakes,
and that's why the dad's gonna respect it.
Sure.
He's gonna go, you know what? You came here like a man,
right?
And it's like, you know, when you meet somebody and you forget their name right away, and then you avoid using their name, and you know that they know, and you're always better off just being like, hey, we met before. I'm Jared. What's your name again?
Right.
And calling it out right away.
It's
gone.
It's
now
gone.
You have their name right away.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. Blowjob problem. Ready? Hey, jizz trainee. Love the show. Been listening to all the old episodes and laughing my ass off. You need to get Mateo Lane back on. The dude's hilarious. He was great. He came on a couple episodes. Enough small talk. I have an issue that I'd like to get your advice on. I've been with my girl for a few years now. Solid 7-7-8. Great rack. He's been with her a few years. If she ever listened to this, 7-7-8. What?
Really?
We're great for each other, and in it for long haul. Our sex life is good. She's a giver and lets me come anywhere I want.
Nice.
He writes in parentheses, who could ask for more?
Even on her grandma.
He's just coming everywhere. Who could ask for more? I could ask for more.
I can probably find a few things.
The only problem is that she never gives me head.
Okay.
This is a result of her having a lack of confidence in her dome game. As I said before, she's a giver and legitimately get upset if I don't come whenever we fuck. When I get super wasted, I can turn into a porn star and last forever and usually have to hammer her pussy so hard. I'm scared I might ram her head through the wall. Okay, relax, buddy.
Easy.
So getting her to suck me off is touchy because if I don't come, she'll feel like she sucks at it. She probably will at first, so it's an issue. She also thinks my size is an issue for her. I'm a very average, but she thinks since she can't deep throat me or something, she's got to be going to be bad. I'd love to get BJs on the reg. She has a whole list of BJs she owes me from losing bets that I'd like to cash in on. This is a weird relationship. Yeah. So what are your thoughts? I'll take that blowjob now. The least sexy blowjob.
Where were you? Who were you with? I'm going to take that blowjob now.
Thanks for your advice. What do you think he does?
This is a great question because I just kind of went through this. I met a
girl
who couldn't give head. And what you have to do is you have to kind of fake it till she makes it. In essence, when you have to be vocal. Oh, that's good. Oh yeah. Oh, that's good. I can't.
You gotta be like the coach.
Yes.
Like, good job, kids.
Yeah.
Good job. Absolutely. Keep it moving. Come on, let's go. You're looking
that's
good.
A beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
pass.
Good pass. Good bounce pass. You're looking good, Johnny. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta give that.
And so what happens is when she's blowing you and your dick is in her mouth, she feels power in the fact that she can affect you emotionally, and so she becomes more into the fact that she has this kind of control.
Yeah.
And then what she does is she'll try to, you know, I had this girl straight was like, I don't really, I was like, you don't suck dick, and she was like, I just don't do it well. And I was like, don't worry, we'll fix that, right? And now the other day she's like, do you like your asshole eaten? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Things have changed.
She goes, well, I'm going to do some research, right?
Yeah.
So she came back and she goes, would you like me to regale you with some of the research? I would go, regale the fuck on.
Regale that tongue in my butt.
So it's, I think you can encourage it.
Yeah, but you got to be that supportive
coach. But you have to be vocal about it. And if you do that, she wants to please you. It seems like they got a good relationship. She wants to please
absolutely.
You. And talk to her.
I think I think you put out a lot of like eggplants and bananas everywhere for her to practice
on.
You also, I agree with every piece of advice you just gave. Be vocal, be encouraging. It feels so good. It's, oh, that's amazing. Oh, lots of noises. You're putting she puts a lot of pressure on fruition.
Right.
She puts a lot of pressure on when he comes. So you're not, and what he's saying is, you can't force that.
Right,
so don't do it to fruition.
Right.
Here's the advice. Do the blowjob into sex.
Right.
So you're definitely going to come. So she won't, she's saying her confidence is built by the act of coming.
Remove that.
So you go from blow to sex and you make the move right away.
Absolutely.
And so now she's encouraged. She's done a good job. Now you're having sex and you come and it's all in one thing.
And if you're close to coming because you're penetrating, if you back off and then she blows you as you're almost there.
Yeah.
Then,
there we go.
Then you
then
have
she's
the fruition.
Got, she's gotten all the cum she wants. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Dante, thank you for answering
thank
the
you
emails.
Thank you so much
you're
for having me, bro.
Fucking great. Yeah,
I love having you. I love you, bro. You know that.
Yeah, dude. You're the best. Jay, go follow Dante on Twitter, Instagram, @DanteNiro on Twitter and Snapchat. Also, Dante Niro Comedian on Instagram, Beige Philip Podcast. What days does that come out?
I drop it every Tuesday. It's on iTunes. Or you can go to beigephilip.com. It's also on that.
Awesome. We're going to be right back with some hypotheticals and some shout outs. We'll be right back. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land. Hey guys, welcome back. Dante, thank you for answering those emails. Fucking great.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. Dante Niro on Snapchat, Dante Niro on
Twitter,
Dante Niro Comedian on Instagram. Go follow, support Beige Philip Podcast every Tuesday, just like this podcast every Tuesday and Friday. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
@ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Let's do some hypotheticals. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
We got a few. I'm excited to have Dante over for some hypotheticals. Would you rather have a very large dick or have very white, perfect teeth? Here's the situation for both. With large dick, it comes with having slightly stained, sea-looking teeth. With perfect teeth comes an ever-so-weak, medium-sized dick.
Ever so
weak. So you have a weak medium or perfect teeth. Or
what's a weak medium?
I'm a strong medium.
Okay.
So I would say you're not pushing the back of the cave.
Okay.
You're not touching, you're getting midway.
You're not a super packing Sam or whatever.
No, you're not pistol packing Pete.
Pistol packing Pete, yeah.
You're pistol packing Pete.
This is super packing
super packing Sam.
It's created my own guy.
Somebody just got their own porn name. Yeah. You're literally pistol packing Pete's head.
Right. Right. Wow.
That's tough because good teeth get you naked.
I'm gonna say this. A medium is a decent word. It's fine.
You can do work with that.
We think that a big dick is amazing. Pistol Pack and Pete always had a problem keeping a girl.
Really?
I'm gonna have him come and do yours too. Is this guy Motor Monster? He's got like a 13.
Oh my god!
And he doesn't have a girlfriend. because he, even in porn, like, he has to kind of pull back because the girls won't work with him because of it. And so our perception of having this huge cock is women don't ever want that.
It's got to be scary.
Yeah.
It's got to be scary being a woman and, like, you are playing Russian roulette when you meet a guy. You have no we get everything on the outside.
Yeah.
We know what we're getting. We're like, oh, boobs and ass, we're good.
Yeah.
Girls are just open that up like the fucking, what's that thing where, and then all of a sudden it pops out and it only comes out halfway. Can you imagine? That's horrible.
It's a spice worm.
Yeah. Just
More deep.
Yeah, I'm going with the teeth. I'm going with the teeth and
a medium.
Yeah, look, if Dante says teeth and medium, I'm going with teeth and medium. Let's do it.
Let's do another. Yo, Uncle JT, have a hypothetical for you, Mansamp, and your guests. Would you rather be a king of whatever country you wanted in the 1400s, do whatever you want, whenever, with no opposition, and the possibility of shit being named after you, but no technology, and you might die at 30, or just stay as normal self in 2016? So it's normal you now or 1400s king. Also, he writes his Snapchat as Buckeye Nation 78. Send me some shits and tits, beer shits only, to Garrett with two T's underscore Mays, M-A-Y-E-S. Keep this shit up, man. What do you guys think? 1400 king or regular today you?
I live like a king, dude. You know?
You do live better than anyone else I know, Dante.
I live like a king,
You have a picture of yourself on your car.
I've got 114 alligator shoes. Yeah. And 12 fur coats. I mean,
you are living like a 1400s king.
With the internet.
With the internet. So, I think you're going with regular you.
Yeah, man, I got it.
1400 king is pretty attractive.
Awesome. Pretty awesome.
You look at Game of Thrones. What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, like, I'm good either way probably, but you look at Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
If you're the guy,
yeah,
it's pretty nice. You're
dying,
pretty comfortable.
You're
dying
at 30, though. I don't know if you're not living.
I'm done already.
But days are longer then, though, too. Yeah, you're living longer days. Like, today, you know, whatever, I've been awake for, 3 hours? You know, he's waking up at crack of dawn and, like, just staring at a wall. But if you're the king, I remember when we had pledges, like, being in a fraternity and having pledges is a lot similar to being a 1400s king. Just have people
that
to entertain
shit.
To do your shit. So we used to have them put on plays. And I would,
what do you think a jester is?
Exactly. So I would literally have the pledges, like, come in and I'd be like, act out season one of The Office. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'd be like, do it!
No!
One time I had a pledge in my room for so long, like, I was really hungover, and he was feeding me, literally pouring the water into my mouth. Okay? I know this guy. We're buddies. And I haven't talked to him in a long time. So he was pledging, so he'd have to stand in pledge position in my room, and then every, like, 5 minutes, I'd be like, I just open my mouth, and he'd pour a little bit of water, like a sip of water.
Yeah.
And then there was a point where he was like, he was in my room for, like, literally 6 hours. Oh, and he was standing, and he started, like,
what were you doing? Were you just napping? What were you doing? Just
watching TV, laying down. So, this is the life of a fraternity guy. So I remember at one point he started, like, fidgeting, and I was like, are you getting tired? He's like, no. Like, he couldn't say yes. And I go, sit in pledge position. And, like, you could see in his mind, he was like, I don't know how. And he started asking me, he's like, how do I go, do it! Just like, and then made it up right on the spot. And I 1400s king. That's, I've just made my decision.
I remember being on when I pledged.
Yeah.
While I was pledging, they were late. It was, they wanted amusement. They put pots on our head and they played music while our heads was in the pots.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious what we were doing. Oh, my God. Let's do one more, or no, let's actually go to the news. Let's do
it. Okay, we could do that. So we've been covering a couple of times over the last few weeks about this kid who went to UVA. He went on a trip to North Korea. as part of like
this is like a follow-up to
we got a follow-up here. So this kid went, they were trying to prove like, oh, it's a great country, it's fine.
Is this the kid that just read the speech?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, that's what I was going to get into.
So what did he do?
This kid, Otto Warmbier, who is still in North Korea, which isn't funny, but he's stuck over there. Apparently, he stole a banner. That's what they arrested him for. Like, he got drunk and he stole like a political sign or something.
Okay.
Like a propaganda sign. So they made him read an apology, and it's so chilling. Yeah, it's like, this is why you don't do this. He goes, I never should have allowed myself to be lured by the United States administration to commit a crime in this country. I wish the United States administration never manipulate people like myself in the future to commit crimes against foreign countries. I entirely beg you, the people in government of the DPRK, for your forgiveness. Please.
Oh my God.
I made the worst mistake of my life.
I'm kind
of
happy this guy. I know I'd hate this guy.
Yeah.
I've said this before. Yes. I know.
Super liberal.
Super fucking liberal. He was like, I'm going to North Korea. I'll show you all. Yeah.
Well, there's apparently some other kind of like, I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently the Z Society that is at the school has some kind of ties to the CIA, supposedly. And that he might have been doing this as a way to like ingratiate himself with the society and all this stuff. Who knows?
But I have a picture of this guy in my head, and I could be way off. He's the super liberal fucking loser asshole, and he's like, he's gonna go all rogue and try and go to North Korea, show everybody what is that.
It's not. I'm looking for the picture of him. No, he looks like just like a frat dude.
He's a tall guy. He's a tall kind of really extremely tall dude.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, he's one of these three guys. I forget which one it is.
The one with the bow tie.
He's the guy in the middle.
Yeah,
oh, in the middle. Yeah.
So if you go on Total Frat Move, you can check it out.
I don't know. There's a guy that works at there's a Starbucks on 77th.
Okay.
And there's a guy that works there, and he like looks like he goes to Emerson. Like he looks like I fucking hate him because there's a line at Starbucks on 77th or it's 75th. There's a line there every fucking day. Mm. Every day there's a line, and it's always him chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. He knows everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I know this kid, and I've made so many assumptions about
you.
Just
fuck.
Get the fucking coffee. And I made so many assumptions of this kid because it's not like he's not supporting a family.
No,
he's supporting his like screenwriting by working at Starbucks. And I don't want him working at Starbucks.
Hey Dale, are you? How's your dog?
Yeah,
you man today?
Shut the fuck up. And there's always a line. There's never a day.
Right. Go be a concierge.
Go somewhere else. If you're trying to be a screenwriter at Mr. Emerson, don't put yourself in a position where people's days are at risk of being wasted. Because every day there's a line. I want my Starbucks employees like my audience members. Like, I don't want them to be these like uptight, I'm smart. Weird dudes. I want like big black ladies.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
Sassy. And what you want? Like, when I get to
come
the
Come on, now, you don't see all these people online, don't you?
There's a line. What you want? And then they don't even look you in the eye. They just put their hand up for the credit card. That's what I want. Oh, I got so annoyed. But I'm now putting the Starbucks guy as the North Korea guy.
Kid. That's fine.
Let's go to the next story.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like this is a good one with Dante here. Scientists, they did a little research and they say too many orgasms in bed is bad for a relationship because it creates an unrealistic expectation for women that they're going to come every time and that it puts a lot of pressure on the relationship.
What do you think?
Oh, man, I think
I can never come enough. So I will say that right now.
Well, I think what happens is, and I find this to be the case is, and I'm like I say, I'm always prefacing, I'm an older dude.
Mm.
As I get to know a woman's body better, it's just better.
Yeah.
It just, I know what to do.
You know, it's like knowing the obstacle course. You know, the curves that you know, that you can, you know, put it into.
And then there's things that I always explore with, and then I see, so like I'll have my 10 things that I do the first time, right? And I go, okay, so this got a 10, this got a 7. Ooh, she didn't like this at all.
Yeah.
This got a, and so then I eliminate everything.
I just love the thought of you, like, with a checklist.
I was just going to say, glasses on.
Yeah, it's just
going over your spreadsheet.
Going over your notes. You got a pen in hand.
And then you explore, and you add, so now you get, now your average is, you know, on the first time, you don't know that much. You don't know each other. It's a 6.5. and a half, seven, which is great for the first time. Then you explore things, you find the 10 or the 9, and then you just keep adding, and then eventually you have nothing but 9s and 10s, and you eliminate the shit that you
That's why relationship sex is way better than one-time sex. It's always better, because you just know what's going on, you know the deal.
Yeah.
I hear what this is saying, like the expectations, but that's the expectations of like a one-night stand.
Sure.
I think when you're in a relationship, that shit can get great.
Yeah.
You know, and you have
and different.
And then you have this palette of different things that you can do. And then you go, okay, I don't know what I'm going to paint today. Yeah. I think I'm going to do.
I'm going to use my blues. I'm going to use some blues.
Let's do this whole thing in blues.
Let's do the whole thing. We're just having a blue day, which is anal. We got any more?
I mean, I just closed the email. So
We're done. Let's do some shout outs. Dante, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. Always go follow, support. Awesome comics. So funny. At Dante Nero on Twitter and Snapchat. At Dante Nero Comedian on Instagram. Also, the Beige Villa Podcast comes out every Tuesday, same day as this one, JTrain Podcast. I really appreciate you guys listening. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com,
hosted by Jared Freed.
We talked about that. Yeah, hosted by Jared Freed. And also go to my website, JTrainComedy.com. I'm going to be in Buffalo and Oregon. I'd love to see you guys out at those shows. Some shout outs. Hey, J-Fuck, I got a shout out on the podcast a few weeks ago asking to see the volumes of shits and tits. Well, I was terribly disappointed. One sickly shit. So let's try this again. It's probably our boy that sent us the shits
every day. I got it right before we started recording. Yeah.
This guy really wants some shits. Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, _20 CADDY_20 Let's see it. J Master Flex, my buddies and I would really appreciate it if you would shout out our GoFundMe campaign so we can buy a Yeti cooler to keep our natty lights cold during the summer. This is a GoFundMe I'll support.
Great coolers.
Cancer, cooler.
Great. Yeti cooler's the best.
You have one?
Dude, it holds the fucking ice 8 days.
Really?
Like, wow. After 8 days, you can open it up and it still has ice.
Yeti better send us a fucking cooler after this plug that they just got.
I think
that'd
be great.
Also, it would be pretty fucking sick if you could shout out my boy Snapchat at JBolt99. At JBolt99. He's a real fucking queer, but he's been one of my best friends and deserves only shits, no clits. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. He sent the second email with the link. Forgot to add the link to the page because I got distracted listening to your stupid laugh on the podcast. It's GoFundMe. Shout out to Mansam from the booth.
Hi, sweetie.
I'll tweet out his GoFundMe for the cooler. No, I won't. Will I?
I don't know. Whatever. Just go on GoFundMe. If you find it, you find it.
Yeah, it's his cooler. Or go find him on Snapchat or his buddy, JBolt99. You read my hypothetical that I wrote while taking a shit at work about directing gay porn exactly a week later while I went to go take a shit again at work. I think it was meant to be. That was another. Everyone shout out my bro's parody Twitter account. Oh, this guy's a fucking dick. I started a parody account last election called Cocky Mitt Romney.
Okay.
And it was just Mitt Romney if he was the cockiest dude alive. And it got up to like 15,000 followers. People liked it. This guy, shout out my bro's parody Twitter account at Cocky Marco Rubio. Oh, you want me to shout your idea? Yeah, okay. I just did. So, dude, I was hoping you'd give my buddy a Snapchat shout out. It's his senior year and he doesn't know what he wants to do with his life, so nothing's better than some random tits, shits, clits, and bong hits. So send it all to Mueller44, MUELLER44. He's also scared of people he doesn't know, so he's going to lose his fucking mind. Thanks, appreciate it. Love the podcast. Guys, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Keep telling your friends, keep telling your coworkers.